it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
That's a fair statement. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto, you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We've got affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. It's all about the devices, the platforms, no matter where you are, no matter where you go. You can always get you some Spano and Black, which is, of course, the highlight of your day. Joe's off on a well-deserved vacation, and we're going to have a fun Friday show here. We got all kinds of good stuff. Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, which I got to be honest, I wasn't even aware of. There's, like, no juice for it this year. We're hoping to put a change into that as we talk about it here on Friday's show. We got a bunch of NFL football as well. NBA basketball, all kinds of good stuff. But, you know, as we set the agenda, you know what the drill is here, the radio on the go. We talk about TuneIn, we talk about iHeart, we talk about Stitcher. All of them have the capacity, just click a listen live, and boy, it's right there. All you got to do is download the app. And you got the devices, you got the Android, you got the iPhone, tablets. Doesn't really matter what it is. If you know, you're old and cranky like me and you're sitting on a PC, you can do that too. It's not a big deal. And the thing that's great about it is you can literally pull it up at your convenience. You want to listen live, it's right there. You don't, it's inconvenient for you. You can grab it later. It's right there. Any interview, any show that we do, anytime, anywhere, in the old days, any W. For us, the most important thing of all is our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network, because it brings a little bit of Spano and Black and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network to all the guys and girls that are serving this country worldwide. They're protecting us. We'd like to give them a little taste of home, and hopefully we're doing just that. When we come back, we're going to set the table for this Friday edition of The Attack. Please don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Joe's off today. Well-deserved break. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And if Twitter is more your thing, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA, and of course, at Joe Spano 56, if you want to annoy him while on his downtime, which is kind of fun. I do it every day. Big show in front of us. Anthony Stabile from Vegas Insider at 25 after hour number two. We'll be talking to him about the Kentucky Derby. And hopefully, because Anthony's, shall we say, an enthusiastic person. And I believe that he'll be able to put a little juice into what has been a flaccid Kentucky Derby leading up to tomorrow's running. So we'll have a little bit of fun with him and talk about where you should put your money. And he's pretty good at letting you know where that is. And we've got a couple of surprises along the way, perhaps. We'll see how it plays out. When you look at the weekend in sports, there's always something going on. And that'll continue to break down the NFL draft as well, because I'm playing with the West Coast teams right now just because we can't get them on the air. It's too damn early. But once we start getting into the middle of the country and we start talking about some of the East Coast teams, we'll do that and get some guys on either from the teams or the newspapers and break it down a little further, because again, as I've said, this particular draft class, allegedly, and we'll find out how it plays out, the depth of it, there are people that were drafted in the third round, the fourth round, the fifth round, could end up being impact players in this draft. Because people forget, and I love to talk about this, it when you go through the process, and I'm not going to go into the particular teams here, but when you go through the process as an athlete, and for those of you who pay attention to Scout and Rivals, and they don't advertise, but I'll give them a little pop there because people come on. You're rated by stars. You're rating. You're a 3-star guy, 2-star guy, 4-star guy, 5-star guy. 5-star guys are pretty much can't miss. They're more than likely going to have a pro career. And I would say about 90% of them do. The leveling off sometimes of talent when you hit the next level is not dissimilar to what happens to musicians when they're in school. You're sitting there and you're playing an instrument in school and maybe in elementary school you're the second chair or the first chair. Then you get up to junior high school and you're the second chair or the third chair. And you get up to high school and all of a sudden you're the fourth chair. And some guy that you went to school with all of a sudden is playing the trumpet like nobody ever saw before, or the saxophone like nobody ever saw before. And it's not dissimilar to athletics. You're a terrific athlete in high school and you get recruited. And say you're a 3-star guy. You're a guy that can potentially develop, but you're going to end up either starting or backing up at a major university. Boom, you get it. And then all of a sudden, you get to the next level, and that's as far as your talent level goes. And you end up getting a nice college education, but those pro dreams are dashed. And you really don't see the field very much except on special teams. And that's the last time you suit up. There are other guys that all of a sudden they blossom the same way that first chair player played. And they become great on the collegiate level. And then they become guys that get drafted. But then they level off. And you never hear of them again, except when they get cut. You know, so it's all a process. But allegedly this class is deep. We're going to explore it and tell why certain teams did really, really well. And most teams actually did pretty well if the talent level is what they said it is. So, yeah, we'll check it out and give you a little love and talk about that a little bit. Basketball games, as we set this table and get underway here. I'll not back off of my statement. I understand that the Wizards won yesterday, and they won impressively, and they won at home, and they're holding home court. And over the years, we have described this as being the series doesn't start until you lose a game on your home court. But to me, game two was key because the Wizards had an opportunity to win it. It went to overtime. Isaiah Thomas took the game over in the fourth quarter and in overtime, and Boston won. I just don't know if this Wizard team is ready to take that next step. I think they have the talent to do it. But that game was so key for me that I'm not sure they can recover. And I do think it was the pivotal game. And I think that's why they ended up losing this series. That being said, they went home last night and won 116-89. So maybe I eat my words because I said the Celtics will take a game in D.C. and we'll find out over the course of the weekend. But 116-89 in a game that they just blew out the Celtics in the first quarter. They 39-17, 24-23. In the second quarter, they had a 23-point lead at halftime. And they were off to the races from then on in. It was catch-up. And what was impressive, and you look at it and you say, all right, that first quarter was impressive because it set the tone. I'll tell you what was impressive. Not allowing the Celtics to get back in the game. And if you're a Washington fan, this is actually where I think you can hang your hat on something and say, all right, maybe we can win this series. Because what usually happens in these situations is when you have that kind of lead at halftime and you're in the 20s at halftime, all right, we should win the game. This game's in the bag. But what usually happens is the opposing team that's down will climb back into the basketball game. And you really have to earn it. Most times they can't get over the hump. But they have a come-to-Jesus moment there somewhere in the third quarter where you're looking at the abyss where they're about to get over the hump and you either push them back or the Celtics come back and they end up winning a basketball game. That didn't happen in this game. Washington took care of their business with a 32-point third quarter, outscoring the Celtics by four, increasing the lead, and making the fourth quarter just irrelevant. So, you know, again, how much is there to talk about in a blowout? Well, there's plenty to talk about in a blowout. And, you know, again, I look at these games. I always try to dissect them in a different way because it for the person who just looks at it on the surface and they're saying, well, you know, there's not much to talk about there in a game. Yet there's always something to talk about when you're in the playoffs because it's all about ebb and flow. It's all about what direction a team is going in, how they're learning to win. And how they go about doing their business. And like I said, the third quarter to me was more impressive than the first quarter. Because they did the first quarter in the second game. They came out, took care of their business with the Celtics and ended up losing the basketball game in overtime. This time they locked it down. And, you know, when you look at it, to me, that's what made it work. The Celtics not only had no answers, they were just completely embarrassed in being outplayed. And everybody contributed. Everybody contributed for the Wizards. Bogo off the bench. And again, when he's on and he's got his game going, and they're not in a situation where they have to put him in a key defensive matchup, because he works at it. He's just not very good at it. 29 minutes off the bench with 19 points, 10 boards, 2 assists. One of many heroes. Don't misunderstand me. But I love pointing him out just because of the fact that that was one of those deals made at the deadline that kind of flew under the radar, and everybody went, yeah, you know, a couple points off the bench, big deal. No, they got him. They got Brandon Jennings. They got it done. And we're going to break it down statistically a little more after the break, but very impressive win for the Wizards. Like I said, to me, the third quarter was really what made it work. We'll be right back after this short timeout. Let's tap on the brakes, listen to the commercials, and, you know, hey, we got bills to pay too, man.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Well, we'll find out, won't we? Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing. Demolition Derby last night, 116-89 Washington over the Boston Celtics. And as I said, contributions from all over the place. Markieff Morris in his 19 minutes, 10 points. Otto Porter Jr. played 38, 19 points, 8 boards, 7 offense. I'm sorry, 7 defensive, 1 offensive, 3 steals. He was playing really good defense. John Wall, 7-19, did a nice job. And, you know, you look at the 24 points and the 8 assists and you say, okay, good stuff. But in reality, his defense was damn near as important as his offense, because he really put Isaiah Thomas in an unfortunate position where he just could not do anything offensively. And that was effort. He was all over the court. Bradley Beal, 26 minutes, 11 points, not shooting the ball particularly well. And that's something to keep an eye on going forward, because they've got to be able to match. As I said, the bench, a lot of it came in garbage time. But, you know, good contributions. Brandon Jennings off the bench, solid. You know, Bogo was in the mix early, and he was a big contributor. Hit his first three three-pointers, ended up going, I think, 3 or 4. No, I'm sorry, 4 or 7 on those. And, you know, look, it's they're not the Houston Rockets when it comes to shooting three-pointers, but shot 46% from the field, 32 from three, and made their free throws. You can win a lot of games that way. Celtics, on the other hand, not so much. 35% from the field, 10 of 32. So they shot them okay, but they attempted an awful lot trying to get back into the game. And they just didn't get it done. They were out-hustled. They were out-worked. Nobody really contributed. You know, Horford was pedestrian. He had a great game in game two. Didn't in game three. Completely got outplayed by Gortat, who came to play. He was a beast on the boards, Gortat. You know, again, they went to their usual formula of spreading it around and trying to find out who had the hot hand, except for Isaiah. And nobody did. The shooting was miserable. Isaiah had a bad game. I mean, he's human, finally. But he finally had an game. And it showed up. He had 13 points on 3 of 8 shooting. 7-11 from the free throw line. I mean, look, Brad packed it in after the third quarter and got everybody else out in the court. But there just wasn't there. There wasn't a spark. There wasn't any fire. Marcus Smart didn't shoot particularly well. That's a shock. 9 points in his 25 minutes. And again, Avery Bradley, nothing to write home about. Gerald Green, who I don't understand why he's being started in this series. But, you know, he's Brad Stevens and I'm not. 116-89. You know, you Celtics have been down this road before. They got blown out by Chicago and still came back to win the series. But if you're a Wizard fan, you went home happy. Like I said, I really believe game two was the key. If they hold serve, well, there'll be other opportunity. But we'll see how Boston comes out and whether or not they can steal that game over the weekend. If they do, the series is over. If they don't, I may end up eating a little crow, which is, you know, not the first time that that will have happened. But, you know, again, you look for keys in the series. I'm looking at a couple things right now. You've got a two-guard that's not shooting particularly well in Bradley Beal. That needs to come up. John Wall dedicated himself to defense yesterday as well as offense, and it paid. Isaiah struggled. You know, people forget Wall is a big guy. He's a large point guard. And Isaiah Thomas can outquick him. But there's absolutely no reason why Wall can't smother him a little bit on defense. And if he does that, they got a chance in this series. But, you know, staying out of foul trouble and all that kind of good stuff, that's what needs to happen. But there is a possibility. But, again, it has to go right. And if Beal's not shooting the basketball, because here's what's going to happen. John Wall is going to expend his energy somewhat on defense. Now, he's still going to run the floor. But if you're expecting him to be able to go to the cup constantly, and do it on both ends. If, you know, he's got to have a little bit of support there, and that's where Bradley Beal comes in. He must shoot the basketball, or at least, and he didn't shy away from the shot, so I will give him credit for that, but he absolutely needs to shoot the basketball better. If they do that and Wall continues to do the energy on defense that he's using right now to counter Isaiah Thomas, they got a real shot in this series. Because there aren't any other real offensive threats for Boston where you go, oh, I got to stop this guy. So, we'll see. You know, like I said, good game for them. I was encouraged. I was encouraged. You know, and if you're a fan last night, you went home pretty happy. I would have. So, we'll see how it plays. And, you know, again, for the Celtics, you've been down this road. It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. So, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And heading out west to Golden State, where they took care of their business again. And, you know, look, it's Utah is learning how to win. They're learning how to win slowly. And this isn't going to be the series that they win. You know, let's be honest about it. But, you know, you do want to hang in there. It was a pretty good game. Again, Golden State. And it's the perfect antithesis to what went on in the Celtic game. Now, here you had a Golden State team that jumped out to the 33-15 first quarter lead. And you're saying to yourself, this is going to be ugly. Utah crawls back into it, outscores them by 5 in the second quarter. So you got a 13-point halftime lead. Outscores them again in the third quarter. Gets it to 10 going into the fourth. But all that energy, all of that time spent, and they can't get over the top. Yeah, and lose by 11. They get outscored by a point in the fourth quarter. This is the lesson, children. This is the lesson. And again, Golden State kind of let them crawl back into it. This is the difference between the way they played last night and the way Washington played last night. Washington dropped a hammer on them in the third quarter. And it was no question going into the fourth that Boston was not going to win that basketball game. Golden State, it wasn't that they were toying with them, but they weren't making the effort on defense in the third quarter against Utah. You could see it. And then come the fourth quarter, again, they clamped down a little bit, and Utah kind of ran out of gas. I mean, look, they're relying on, you know, 200-year-old Joe Johnson in their starting lineup, which, again, I'm not quite sure why he's in the starting lineup. I assume for the quickness, and they feel they need the offense at that position, but I think they should have stuck to the formula and had him coming off the bench. Hayward had 33, Gobert had 16 and 16 boards. So, you know, their guys did what they needed to do. Favors was ineffective coming off the bench. Draymond's got his number. DR, same deal. He's just old at this point in time. And they're missing George Hill big time. I mean, you know, any chance they had in this series with him not being around. You know, Rodney Hood came in, and they're starting Sheldon Mack. And, you know, I mean, I get it. You do want some level of playoff experience. But, you know, Sheldon Mack isn't. I don't know. I maybe don't go in that direction. Maybe in game three. Well, we'll see how it plays out. Hill could be back, but maybe I go with Exum and just hope. He might be in over his head, but hell, you're going to lose the series anyway. Let him get his feet wet. You know, and they're probably going to steal a game in Utah, I would imagine. I would think that they're probably going to. Good experience for them. They need to get more talent. I mean, let's be honest about it. So, you know, for anybody that thinks, and you know, Hill's dealing with a toe injury, you try doing anything when you got a bad toe. You know, for him to not play because of the toe, people are like, "Oh, you stubbed your toe. What?" No, try doing anything with a bad toe. Anything. Let alone jump high in the air and then come down on your feet. He must have been in agony. Because for him to sit that game out, yeah. Well, when we come back, we'll wrap up our talk on that series and then move on to things NFL. And, oh wait, more basketball, except that it'll involve shoes right after this short timeout. Tap the brakes.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we got a purpose.
All right, fair enough. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71. At Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. I was torn on which direction to go in, and I'm going to save the NFL for hour two. And we're going to split it up in the middle with a little bit of Anthony Stabile and talk some Kentucky Derby as he tells me how to go lose my money. But with that being said, wrapping up this particular segment and the last one, it again, look, is Utah going to derail Golden State? Of course not. But you know what the thing is? I mean, when you're on that level, you got to show up. You know, you got to show up. And if you can't bring it every single time, it's understandable. It's being energetic and being committed on defense and being, you know, one of those guys is difficult to do. It's you know, except for Draymond Green, who seems to bring it pretty much every time. It you look at it, they're not going through the motions because I don't want to condemn them like that, but when you're playing a team, a young team like Utah, you present the opportunity to let them slide back into the series. And like I said, I'll point at the third quarter a little bit. The chance there by not dropping a hammer on them, they got within 10. You're looking at the bench. The energy's back in it. The crowd's a little subdued. You know, fortunately for them, Golden State was able to close it out. Against a little more experienced team, you might have had an issue there. So now they go back to Utah with hope. And again, you know, do I think this series is over? Of course. It's nobody's going to stop Golden State unless it's Houston, maybe San Antonio. And we'll see how that semifinal turns out. But it Houston certainly will give them a run for their money, literally and figuratively. But, you know, again, it this is a learning experience for Utah. They just flat out need more talent. I don't know if Hill's toe will be better by the time they get there. But, you know, if that's the case, well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Because George Hill in that lineup certainly will make a difference. I don't know how much of a difference, but he'll make a difference. Because Shelvin Mack, I mean, come on. Come on. You know, can't do it. Can't do it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Now, speaking of basketball, speaking of shoes, Lonzo Ball's dad, the Ball shoe debuts, and the main pair will only cost you a car payment if you have a decent car. $495 for the basic shoe. Robert's running out the door right now to go get one. The Zoe 2. Again, I don't know what happened to the Zoe 1, but the Zoe 2 will be $495 on the company's website. Now, to describe the article by Darren Revelle, who is their business guy, LeVar designed it himself. Not a bad-looking shoe. Black with gold trim. But almost looks like a dress shoe. To a point, it is described as a microfiber python texture in matte black and a DeLorean finish. So maybe there's cocaine in the shoe. The Zoe 2 Prime. They also have a shower shoe, a sandal, flip-flops, that will only cost you $220. Sign me up. Now, to put it in perspective, Revelle said the highest priced pair of shoes were a pair of Jordans that got re-released to the public 2 years ago. You guys probably remember that if you're shoe people, for $400. And he shopped it around to all the big boys. And he wanted to cut a licensing deal, big baller brand, the whole nine. And Ball, you know, again, I'll give him credit, and I'm not doing an infomercial here for him. Everyone knows who he is. Now, even if the shoe company ends up being a novelty, where nobody buys it and they have to go out of business. If you do end up buying a pair, they'll end up being a collector's item. A lot of people do that. People with a lot of space, a lot of money, and a lot of free time on their hands. They will buy shoes, never wear them, keep them in the box, and they have a collection the same way people collect wine and they collect watches and anything else. But, Ball, and you got to give him credit. He wanted a partner. He wanted co-branding. He wanted his design to be used. And they were not willing to do that, none of the big three. And he couldn't find a dance partner, so he's doing it on his own. So that I give him credit for that, because it takes a lot of stones to go out on your own and do it. I mean, it just does. Because the risk reward, the risk is high. The reward, not so much. I mean, to start out with. Could end up being a whole hell of a lot. So I'm on the website and I'm looking. And he's got the Zotu Prime. They got the sandal, the signature slides, as it's described. And, look, that's not the only thing that they have. They got Big Baller Brand sweatshirts, hoodies, all different colors. Triple B across it. They got one in UCLA blue and gold. They got another one in red and white. Got another one in gold and black. Got another one with the name spelled out. T-shirt, same deal. Designed the same way. I mean, they're nice looking. If you're into his kid, I'm looking at the prices. I'm not spending $50 on a T-shirt. But right now, their only way to sell them is from the website. They're not in any stores. They're not anywhere else. This is direct to you. So I get it. It's nothing where I'd go out of my way to go, hey, I need to do this. They got the long baggy shorts for $40. That's in line with Under Armour and Nike and that for a long pair of shorts when they are retail. So at least in the ballpark. They have women's stuff. They have kids' stuff. Kids' stuff, same deal. Similar T-shirts. Actually, exact same T-shirts. Hats. And they got the Triple B hats, which that's pretty ugly. I wouldn't wear that. No, the white and black one's pretty nice. I might wear that one. Skull caps. Yeah, Hey, I mean, look, give the guy credit. He's going out there. I think it's, a little high priced for the sneaker. I don't know. I'll be curious to see how they're going to sell. But that's a pretty damn expensive pair of shoes. That's way past me. But, let's not forget, too, he's putting his money where his mouth is. Now, I love doing this. LeVar Ball's net worth is $4 million. So, he's putting some risk out there. I don't know how he made his money, but he's worth $4 million according to Celebrity Net Worth. And they're actually pretty accurate with that stuff most of the time. But love him or hate him, he's got the brand out there. And I guess from that perspective, you got to look at it and say to yourself, all right, he's got the brand out there. And it is, as his kids come through the system, it's going to end up probably increasing all value of the name. Now, I don't know what the structure is with his kids. I don't know if his kids will break free at some point in time and say, all right, look, I want to I want to sign with Nike. I want to sign with Under Armour. I want to whatever. But they're trying to put the brand so there's no middleman, and they're putting the money in their pocket. I think they overpriced it. And right now the shoes are being made to order, because if you go online and you try to do the purchase, because I went through the routine and went through the checkout aisle right up until the checkout aisle, the delivery time is a while. So, you know, okay. I get that. Like I said, I don't begrudge the guy. This is America, Jack. You know, and if you're looking to make a buck, okay. You know, now some of the Twitter feedback, you know, Shaq went after him a little bit and said big baller brands don't overcharge kids for shoes. Well, you know, actually they do. You know, I mean, Shaq's in Walmart now. That's his deal. $13 to $68, depending on kids, adults, the whole nine yards. You know. But let's not be hypocritical here. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour now. But, you know, they let's not be hypocrites. They overcharge too, and they overcharge a lot. So, you know, I have no real problem with this. But, you know, to look at it, and I think this is where he runs the risk, of course, and I don't think the guy's going to go bankrupt by any means. He seems to be pretty smart. But, you know, you take the first Steph Marbury shoe, you know, back when they threw that in Stephen Barry's. Sold out. And the rest went to the discount rack, sat on the shelves because they couldn't move them. That's the danger. And, man, he is asking one exorbitant price. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. We're here talking about it. So, again, the guy knows how to market. But I don't know how the shoe's going to sell. He's not going to lose money. Because there's going to be kids that are willing to do it, even if it ends up being a novelty brand for a short period of time. So, we'll see. But the first shoe's out. The reviews are in. They're not good. But we're talking about it. So, therefore, all publicity is good publicity. I'm going to tap on the brakes, wrap up hour one right after this.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Well, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Yeah, well. again, talking about the Ball family here, the problem here with LeVon is that he really has put a target on his kid's back. And you know, let's not forget, you go to back to the NCAA tournament and De'Aaron Fox undressed Lonzo Ball. Undressed him. And showed him his weaknesses. He can be outquicked. Look, he's going to be a very good player in the NBA. But there's a lot of very good point guards in the National Basketball Association. A lot. And if you're looking at the draft, and they still have to go through their combine, which is about to start, and it'll be one-on-one workouts and everything else. He's one of those guys, if you don't want the baggage of the daddy, I can understand why he might slip a little bit. Because there are players equally as good as him and a couple that might be better at that position. So, you know, it's something we're going to keep an eye on. However, if he's available to the Lakers, it's a no-brainer. They'll take him. They have to. Perfect marketing, perfect fit. L.A. guy. It's just down the line. It's perfect. Well, that's it for hour one of the Attack. We're going to be back with more fun and frivolity after your local news and the national news. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Tap the brakes. Grab a cup of coffee.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We still have a lot of work to do to get this signed into law.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan on the revised Republican health care bill that narrowly passed the U.S. House yesterday on a vote of 217 to 213. The GOP measure aims to repeal and replace Obamacare. President Trump saying of it,
premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles
will be coming down.
Democrats are ripping the bill. South Carolina's Representative James Clyburn calls it inhumane.
Because it will allow the reinstitution of egregious forms of discrimination against some of the most vulnerable people.
And the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate. The Midwest is on alert for more storms pouring more water on some areas already dealing with devastating flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Voters in France heading to the polls this weekend to finalize the election of a new president. Bill Zimpfer has some information.
It's being called the most important election in France in decades, and the candidates couldn't be any more different. Right-wing candidate Marine Le Pen wants to close the borders, restrict immigration, and leave the European Union, while 39-year-old centrist Emmanuel Macron would stay with the EU and remain open to immigrants. Macron has a 20-point lead in the polls heading into Sunday's balloting.
Moments ago, the Labor Department issued the April jobs report, and it shows the U.S. economy generated 211,000 new jobs last month. That's a rebound from a disappointing March figure. Also pointing to steady U.S. economic growth going forward. The unemployment rate in the new report dips to 4.4%, down from 4.5%. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Planned Parenthood wants in on a fight against one of Kentucky's abortion laws, the group yesterday filing to join a lawsuit over Kentucky's law requiring the last abortion clinic in the state have transfer agreements in place with local hospitals. The Louisville clinic doesn't have such an agreement. A spokesman for the Cabinet for Health and Family Services says the agreements could help save a woman's life if something went wrong. But others, like Planned Parenthood, claim it's all just a ruse to try to close that last clinic. Photos of an anti-Donald Trump sign in California go viral. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The pictures are of a street in University Heights which reads Stop Trump. Someone spray-painted Trump's name on the road near the stop sign at the corner of Park and Madison last weekend. City crews have since painted over the word Trump, but people who live nearby say over the past week, people have been flocking to the area to snap pictures and post them on social media. The city says any political statement on city property is an act of vandalism.
And a federal judge is keeping El Chapo in solitary confinement. The federal judge ruling yesterday that Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman will still be allowed to send pre-screened messages to his wife from his New York City prison cell, and he'll help establish his legal defense. But the ruling means Guzman will stay in his cell 23 hours a day with the lights always on, while he's allowed just 1 hour of exercise a day in a very small cage. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Yeah, we can do that. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. It's all about radio on the go. You know the drill. It's devices. It's platforms. It's various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can start out by going to our award-winning website. Click on the Listen Live button. There we are. It's really that simple. When you get to the website, you'll see everything that goes on in this network. All the shows, whether it's Tittle, whether it's the Hefe. You know, it's everything's there. It's upcoming guests. It's guests who have been there before. All the interviews are there. We have every big name athlete on the planet that comes on to this network. It's that simple. We have legends of entertainment. We have legends of music. We have great authors. Everybody who is somebody in the world of entertainment, and sports is entertainment, eventually makes an appearance on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you saw something that, wow, I missed it. This was something I wanted to check out. Didn't have the time. It's there in the archives. You can click on it, listen to it. It's just literally at the click of a button, touch of your hand, which isn't a bad way to go. If you're on the go, which is what we talk about all the time, radio on the go, you're heading to work, you're settling in at your desk, just got all stretched out at the gym, you're ready to rock and roll, guess what? All the platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, it's all right there. You got us. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Most important here in the Attack, it's about the American Forces Radio Network. All these guys and girls that protect us and give me the privilege to be able to talk to you guys. Well, we love them. We appreciate what they do. And if we give them a little bit of a taste of home, we're happy and proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table right after this short time out. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
Worth a shot. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Joe's off today, setting the table here as we get ready for this hour of the Attack. And Anthony Stabile will join us at 25 after the hour. And you know, for people who are not familiar with Anthony's work, he horse racing is in his blood, literally. His parents met at Aqueduct. He worked as a hot walker, a groom, jockey agent, you know, high school, college. It was born to be. And he's written for newspapers. He's all over the place. And right now he works for Vegas Insider, among other places. And we'll be talking to him about the Derby and maybe we can get a little juice going. Because, I, it's funny, man. I literally forgot the Derby was this weekend. That's how little attention it's been getting on the lead-up. But we'll talk to him at 25 after the hour and get a nice little breakdown of the race from Anthony, as we do each and every time. And I'm talking a little bit about National Football League and any other stories that we're bouncing around here. Christian McCaffrey already in the fold with Carolina, and that's good to see. You know, he agreed to his rookie contract. There's really no need, you know, aside from a little language here and there. With the collective bargaining agreement, everything is slotted. You know, everything has a slot. So you pretty much, within a few bucks, know what you're going to be doing. You know, it's always the four-year deal with the 50-year option. And he's the first pick out of the draft to sign. And, you know, look, it's good. It's stability. It shows that, you know, they got it on the right page, that this organization is equipped and prepared to make it happen. So, you know, look, it's a new weapon for Cam. Cam's all kinds of dinged up, and he just cannot take the beating that he's been taking over the years. And if he does, he ain't going to be long for the National Football League. It is literally what it comes down to. So I like the move. I mean, if they had had their druthers, I'm sure they would have rather had Stewart's replacement in Leonard Fournette. But the move ended up being a good one, I think. And Mike Shula should know how to use him. And we'll see how it plays out. You know, it's a guy that put up almost 4,000 yards in 2015. 4,000 total yards. They also got Taylor Moton in. You know, they got Deshaun Hall in. So they're getting their draft picks signed, sealed, and delivered quickly. And, you know, not bad. Other breaking news, which is, this is kind of interesting here. And I found this a little bit surprising. But this got reported. It started to trickle out yesterday. But Jay Cutler, at least now, for now, is hanging it up. And he's going to go to Fox Sports as a game analyst. The NFL Network's Mike Garofalo is reporting it. Good Morning Football, Peter Schrager. So we'll give him credit. And they're dropping him in as the number two team with Kevin Burkhardt, who came out of New York locally when he was doing sideline stuff for the Mets, and Charles Davis. If it works, we've seen the last of Jay Cutler. And what will be deemed as a very disappointing NFL career. But, you know, he's been around for a while. I mean, he's with Chicago for 8 years and Denver before that. You know, and Chicago fans are not going to remember him fondly. But, you know, let's look at it here for a couple seconds. He's got more wins than any quarterback in Chicago Bear history with 51. More losses with 51. More completions with 2020, more attempts, more yards, and more touchdowns. He didn't have more interceptions. You know, and unfortunately for Cutler, it was a downhill slide after the 2010 conference championship game against the Pack, when he left with a knee injury. Because they were poised. I mean, had they gotten there that year, who knows how it would have played out. And he took a lot of heat for being on the sidelines. And, oh, you know, he could have gone back in. Well, as it turned out, he ended up getting surgery. And he couldn't have gone back in. Now, he could have, theoretically, but should not have gone back in. And, you know, he was a first-rate talent. I remember talking to Bus Cook, his agent, when he came out. I mean, he was the prototypical NFL quarterback. You know, he's a bit of a surly dude from all accounts. But, you know, he's not the first quarterback in the history of the NFL and not the first guy in the history of sports to not be the most pleasant human being on the planet. But, you know, again, and I always look at this from the perspective of reputation sometimes will do you in. His reputation as being a good teammate is not great. And he got very little interest out of teams that needed a quarterback. I mean, you think about leading up to the draft, how many teams need quarterbacks? You know. And here's a 31-year-old guy, still in his prime, who can't get a job. And I was a little bit surprised. I mean, the Jets never even looked at him. Not even on a one-year stopgap. They go with a guy with a perpetual losing record in McCown. I mean, Cutler would have come in and been a legitimate National Football League quarterback for them. Bills had no interest in him. They re-upped their guy. You know, I was surprised. I was surprised. But, you know, and then you look at teams like the Browns, and I understand why they didn't, because they have a particular formula that they're using. But he got no interest out in San Francisco either. And I thought that would have been a good fit. You know, with the quarterback whisperer, Kyle Shanahan, I thought Cutler out in San Francisco would have been a good fit, because he would have given real legitimacy to their offense. They still don't have a lot of talent, but they also have a plan that doesn't involve starting with a quarterback that they were going to have to commit major money to out of the free agent market. So, you know, like I said, a little bit surprised, but he's going to go in. I don't know what his deal is with Fox, but chances are pretty good. We've seen the last of Jay Cutler on a National Football League field. And, you know, I find it interesting that here's a guy that doesn't like to talk to the media, has a bit of a reputation as being a surly guy. Now, when he went in to talk to them, they, if you've ever been in an audition or heard about somebody who's been in an audition for that, they put you in a position where you have to talk. It's just that you don't negotiate it, and then boom, you're the guy. They want to see how you are in front of a camera. They want to see how you want to interact. So he must have passed the test, because he's now the number two analyst at Fox Sports. Bit of a surprise to me. No surprise. Anthony Stabile on the other side. We'll be right back.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black put the phones on hold here for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Anthony Stabile from VegasInsider.com. There ain't nobody better in the business to break down horse racing for you, and we're very happy to have him on the show as the Kentucky Derby is going to run on Saturday. Good morning, Anthony. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. You always bring so much to the table. I guess my question to start out with is it seems to be not a lot of juice about this Derby this particular year, and I'm curious as to why.
You know, I think what it is, Bob, is you had a lot of the horses on the trail this year at some point stubbed their toe pretty prolifically. The best horse, who I think was part of this crop, was Mastery, and he ran just one time this year as a three-year-old, won sensationally out in California. He got hurt after the race. Career's in jeopardy. He's going to make it, but his career's in jeopardy. I think it lacks a true superstar. Now, the one horse who, coming into the year, had all the buzz was Classic Empire. He was right. 4-for-5 last year. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. The horse that ran second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, Not This Time, was retired last year, and there was a pretty big gap between those two and the third horse and the juvenile. So when Not This Time retired, Classic Empire came into this year, as a pretty big favorite for the Kentucky Derby. You see him for the first time the first week in February. He runs abysmally, has a ton of problems after the race, a foot abscess, some hind end issues. He's always been a little quirky, had some behavioral problems. He got back to the races 3 weeks ago and won the Arkansas Derby, but, you know, didn't do much between that race and the Kentucky Derby. He's your 4-1 morning line favorite. I think it was hard to really attach yourself to him, though, because you didn't see him as much as you thought you would have.
That's interesting because, I think you give a good summation there. It with the favorites dropping because of health and then lack of performance, sometimes, you know, production itself or just not making enough appearances, I guess it makes it pretty hard to make those kind of decisions. I've been seeing a lot of love for McCracken. Give us a little background on that horse and whether or not you think it's legit.
Another one came into this year with a lot of hype, pretty much because he was a perfect 3-for-3 last year. And all three of those wins came at Churchill Downs, which is where they won the Derby. Comes into this year, runs in a prep race down at Tampa Bay Downs, wins, is supposed to run in their Derby in preparation for that. He strains an ankle. He was supposed to have three preps. He missed the race. Came back in the Bluegrass 4 weeks ago. He ran third. I don't think he ran that well. He didn't really have an excuse for me. So now he's one that needs to step forward off of that race. Been training very well, according to all reports, at Churchill, which is where he is based most of the year. And like I said, has won his three starts at Churchill Downs. So he'll get some buzz. It was a little surprising to me. He was installed as the co-second choice on the morning line behind Classic Empire as the 4-1 favorite. I just, you know, coming off a race like he did in the Bluegrass, he hasn't shown me enough this year. Both him and Classic Empire, keep in mind, were supposed to run three times. But because of some injuries and some issues, they only ran twice before the Derby. When horses are scheduled to have three races and then have to miss a race, now only have two, with trainers like Mark Cassie, who has Classic Empire, and Ian Wilkes, who has McCracken, they're both very good at what they do. When they have a plan in mind and they have to call audibles, I don't feel comfortable with these guys thinking these horses needed three races, and now both of them wind up with only two.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And, you know, talking about McCracken, he wasn't able to run into Tampa Bay because of the ankle issue. They called it minor. How sound is this horse?
No, listen. Ian Wilkes was an assistant trainer for the better part of 2.5 decades for Carl Napsker. Carl Napsker won the Derby twice with Unbridled in 1990 and in 2007 with Street Sense. Ian Wilkes was an assistant there. I don't question his soundness. That horse is fine. I just question the amount of training missed. You know, Shug McGahee, who won his only Derby in 2013 with Orb, is, in my opinion, one of the 5 best trainers to ever live. He told me numerous times, when he had Orb ready for the Derby in 2013, he had 5 perfect months. 5 perfect months, Bob. This has not been anywhere close to 5 perfect months for Classic Empire, for McCracken. And in a year where it's so wide open, one might say, well, there's no real force that they have to deal with. There's no force to be reckoned with. It might make it tougher for them, though, because there looks to be a little more parity, and maybe a bunch of them have a lesser chance to win, but there are so many horses that have a chance to win this race that you feel like they're both up against it a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Anthony Stabile from Vegas Insider joining us here in the attack. They're talking a little bit of rain. I don't know, the forecast is always subject to what happens in a couple of hours, but I noticed on some of the boards that Taprit, who ran 5th in the Bluegrass but got the victory at Tampa Bay, he's one on and off track, and he seems to be creeping into the minds of some of the handicappers.
You know, he's an interesting one. Todd Fletcher, who had that famous 1-for-45 record in the Derby, he's going to run 3. He's going to run Taprit. He's going to run the co-second choice on the morning line, Always Dreaming along the Florida Derby, and he's going to run Longshot Patch, who is probably most famous for having only one eye. That's been a popular story on the trail, though, especially the last 2 or 3 weeks. Taprit, to me, is the most interesting of the Fletcher runners. Patch is a little lightly raced, Always Dreaming, and he is what he is. He's going to be one of the favorites. But Taprit, his connections ran Destin last year and followed the same path almost as Taprit. They won the Tampa Bay Derby, but then they ran Destin off of an 8-week layoff right into the Kentucky Derby, which really is unheard of nowadays. They were afraid that Destin was going to regress off of that effort in the Tampa Bay Derby, so they wanted to give him time. Well, with Taprit, they decided to run him in the Bluegrass, and he ran terrible in the Bluegrass. But he didn't have the best trip that day. The track was favoring speed. He comes from off the pace. And I feel like they almost got what we call a bounce out of the way. He ran his best race in the Tampa Bay Derby, and I think they wanted to get the regression out of the way. They achieved that with a bad race in the Bluegrass, and now maybe he rounds back into form. Look, I don't know if he can win, but he's going to be 20-25-1. And he's definitely a horse, I think, if you're looking to play and get really involved and play like exactas and trifectas and superfectas, he's definitely a horse that I think could hit the board. In fact, if there was a prop bet on which of the 3 Fletchers was going to run best, I would take him at one of the bigger prices.
Well, I've got you for about 3 minutes, so let's go in that direction. There's going to be some interesting odds to play. Put some stuff together for us and pick a winner.
I really like Irish War Cry. All the speed is drawn inside in the 3, 5, and 6 hole, Fast and Accurate, Always Dreaming, State of Honor, maybe a little IRAP as well. He's drawn outside Irish War Cry. He's done 3 times this year, 2 really good races in the Holy Bull and in the Wood Memorial. Sandwiched in between was a clunker in the Fountain of Youth. Graham Motion won the Derby in 2011 with Animal Kingdom. Rajiv Mirage rode him for the first time out in the Wood Memorial. He set a perfect trip the other day in the Wood Memorial. I think he sets the same kind of trip. I know he's in post 17, that's a good post for him. He's outside of the speed. He's outside clear of trouble. I like Irish War Cry a lot. I like the number 10, Gunavera, who closed nicely at Gulfstream all winter long. That's a tough row to hoe down at Gulfstream Park. He gets the extra 1/8 of a mile. He gets a pretty good pace to run into. I think he rebounds from a 3rd place finish as the favorite in the Florida Derby. I think Classic Empire, based on his class and talent alone, merits some respect. He's probably going to be the favorite, and I can understand you thinking he's a little vulnerable, but at the end of the day, he might just be the best horse, period, and I don't want to let the best horse beat me. And if you want a long shot, the one looking at Lee is going to be a huge price. Now, he hasn't won in a while. In fact, he's never won a distance race. But he's running, and he's running hard at the end of all of his races. You'd think going a mile and a quarter, he's going to appreciate that added distance. He's going to be a big price. A lot of people are going to say, well, he's breaking from the rail. I think that's a good thing for him. Because he comes from off the pace, you're going to want to save some ground early. It saves his jockey, Corey Lannery, the trouble of having to get over in this bulky field. He's already there. So that's the field for me, 17-10, 14-1.
That's great stuff. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to dive into a couple of the other races, but two quick winners on two of the lead-ups into the Derby.
I like a long shot today in the Oaks named Lockdown. It's a wide-open field, but you're going to get 20-1 on her. She's the number two for Hall of Famer Bill Mott, Jose Ortiz. And the race before the Derby, the Woodford Reserve Turf Classic, the defending champion, Divisadero, comes back. Julian LaPerrue's going to ride for trainer Buff Bradley. People remember Buff Bradley from having the very popular groupie doll a few years back. I like Divisadero a lot tomorrow in the Turf Classic. That's the race right before the Kentucky Derby.
Anthony, VegasInsider.com. Where else can we find you before we let you go?
Horse Racing Radio Network, 11 live hours a week from me. You can catch me on Sirius. It's on Sirius XM, and it's always streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
Always welcome, my friend. Thanks for the 411, and great success up in Foxwoods tomorrow. Enjoy it.
Yep, on my way there now, Bob. We'll talk to you for the Preakness.
Thank you so much. Anthony Stabile, VegasInsider.com. Nobody better breaking it down for you. And unfortunately, we got a hard break. We're running out of time. Would have liked to have kept them on a little while longer. Tap on the brakes. Step aside. We'll be right back.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds.
so Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scots Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Anthony does it better, literally, than anybody. And he was almost born on a track. So, I mean, you get the drill here. He knows what he's doing. Check him out, because he'll steer your money the right way. Believe me when I tell you, he'll steer your money the right way. And, should be fun. Maybe we get a little juice after this weekend. I'll be curious to see how it plays out. If a true long, long, long shot wins, that always gives it a little bit of excitement, because now you have that underdog to root for, and hopefully they win the Preakness and then head towards a triple crown, and you know the drill. But we'll see. And again, they're expecting a little bit of rain. It's really weird. For some reason now, they play on off tracks as much as they do on pure tracks, more often than not. More NFL news. Michael Orr gets cited. Just didn't fit into the movie line. For assaulting an Uber driver. Said he put his hands in his face and then pushed him to the ground. Sounds to me like he was just training. But, we'll see. It's misdemeanor assault, so there wasn't any big thing done, and we'll see how it plays out. He goes to court on May 8th, and we'll see whether or not this blows up into something bigger. They were going to a restaurant. Four friends, supposedly it kicked him in the leg. He's in concussion protocol anyway, but they're expecting him to be the right side tackle this year, with Matt Khalil being signed. And he found a second home in Carolina, so I'm curious to see how this plays out. I hope it's not the case. I mean, just for the obvious reasons, nobody should be assaulted. But, his story has always been a good story. The kid that could have gone the wrong direction in a big way and didn't. God, he's in his ninth year now. Seems just like yesterday. But we'll see. We'll see. Not a good storyline for Michael Orr. NFL draft, and we talked about the Chargers the other day. I'm going West Coast for the most part. Just, you look at some of these guys that ended up with teams that are, fair to say, bereft of talent. I guess that's the best way to do it. But when you look at certain teams, and I'll look at San Francisco, you had a very inexperienced GM going in, and the evaluations of his draft are pretty positive. I mean, he traded on the first night. He ended up with the guy that many had projected as the pick they were going to get, but by making the move with the Chicago Bears and going from 2 to 3, they got the extra pick at 67. They got the extra pick at 111. And they got a third-round pick in 2018. That's shoplifting 101 right there, because Trubisky was obviously not their guy. So they end up with Solomon Thomas. They end up with Reuben Foster, guys that most of the evaluators had in the top 10. And they end up with, Witherspoon in round 3, where the cornerback depth was so deep that, they made it work. Now, again, these draft gurus, they don't get it. to a certain point. And, you know, we'll talk about C.J. Beathard, who got taken in a third round out of Iowa. And a lot of people were criticizing Lynch for that. He was ranked as the ninth best quarterback in there. So there were a few quarterbacks still in front of him as far as the ratings. But there's a couple of things that work in Beathard's favor. Number one, he played in a pro system. And that is not to be underestimated. You know, if you're going to take flyers on measurables with quarterbacks, and you're going to go in that direction, all right, does he have the greatest arm strength? No. He's middle of the road. But he has a quick release. He's got the zip on the intermediate numbers. You go outside the numbers, you know, it's not there as much. But there's a lot of quarterbacks playing in the National Football League that fall into that category. You know, again, the coaching level on the collegiate level, you cannot overemphasize this. His decision-making process of holding on to the ball a little bit too long, that's been a fault. He's not as accurate, which is, to me, the red flag. But again, you know, he was on an Iowa team that he was it for the most part, you know. Between his ears, they have no questions about. He learns the systems quickly. You know, look, he was 21-7 as a starter and 13-2 in his first year. And the supporting cast went downhill from there. Look, do I think he's going to be a superstar? No. But you know what I do see in him? I see a lot of Kirk Cousins. And Kyle Shanahan's out in San Francisco. Now, if San Francisco continues to be bad, they're going to have the opportunity to take one of the three quarterbacks that are going to be sitting at the top, the kid out of Wyoming, the chosen one, and the USC kid. So, you know, the opportunity will be there if they stink. And they'll also have the opportunity to put it into competition, not dissimilar to the same way that they did with Kirk Cousins and RG3. I mean, they anointed RG3 the starting job in Washington, and look who's standing at the end. Well, it's Kirk Cousins. I don't think Kirk Cousins is a star, but you can win with him, and he's making a hell of a lot of money right now. I don't think C.J. Beathard would mind being in that situation. And again, you can't overemphasize. So few people play in a pro set. So few quarterbacks play in a pro set. That, you know, maybe he ends up being a guy. I mean, when you look at what San Francisco has tried to do, and again, these guys have 6-year deals. The coach and the GM have a 6-year deal. That tells you right there, unless they completely screw it up in the first 2 years, these guys are going to be given the opportunity to make sure this thing gets turned around. And, you know, they addressed some of their offensive line in free agency. They addressed wide receiver in free agency. You know, they're not great, but they tried to address it. Brian Hoyer is the caretaker quarterback. But I have news for you. Beathard's going to come in, and if he can compete, trust me, they're going to let him compete. Matt Barkley's on the roster. I mean, they'll anoint Hoyer as the starter, but if Beathard comes in and he picks up the system the same way that Cousins did in San Francisco, he'll be in the mix, and he'll see some playing time. You know, again, I don't think we got the second coming of Tom Brady here, but believe me when I tell you, they will let him try to earn a spot. They got Joe Williams, the running back out of Utah, underheralded. Underrated. You know, and then from there in, it's hit and miss. Trent Taylor's a burner out of La Tech. DJ Jones played in a very good defense at Ole Miss. He goes in the sixth round. You know, he's a healthy guy. He's a run plugger. He's short, you know, but that's the whole thing. I mean, he's not a pass rusher. No, he's 6 foot. He's 319 pounds. But he's a guy that, you know, the motor goes all the time. And he blows up the middle of the line. He was a JUCO transfer. Durable as heck. And he's a good run defender. He's going to play on this team. You know, sixth round guy, I'm telling you, he's going to play. Again, won't be a star. He'll be a situational guy, first down guy. But he's going to see some time for you. And, you know, again, you take it back up to the top. Solomon Thomas, the hometown boy. You know, so he gives him some edge right there. And they can give him a little taste. He's got to finish school up. But Witherspoon and Foster go right into camp because they decided not to. You know, Eric Armstead is there. They want him to rush the passer. They're going to be a better team than a lot of people realize. I mean, they were putrid last year. I actually felt they were worse than Cleveland. Cleveland just managed to find a way to lose more games. And then Reuben Foster. You know, here's the wild card in this. You know, when you look at Reuben Foster and you look at his productivity, he's the best linebacker in the draft. He just is. But he also has had some issues. A diluted test, an issue with the combine. He's tested for weed, I believe. You know, when you look at the history of San Francisco, and linebacker is an undervalued position right now. But, you know, when you look at it, they had at one point in time great linebackers. Now they have no linebackers. You know, Ahmad Brooks, solid, but he didn't turn into what they thought he was going to turn into. You know, the other guys are gone due to injury and retirement and everything else. And it's going to be fun to watch these guys incorporate into the San Francisco defense because they're going to get opportunity right away. And Reuben Foster, you know, I'll get into him a little more on the other side, but he's an impact guy. He's going to make plays from that inside linebacker position. You know, he's got injury concerns. He's got between-the-ear concerns. But with that being said, that's an A-plus for John Lynch all the way around. We're going to tap on the brakes and step aside here for a minute. But when we come back, we'll just wrap up the 49ers and wrap up this hour right after the short timeout.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team
of experts will handle all paperwork, and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. I want to thank Anthony Stabile for coming on board. VegasInsider.com is the website, and his Kentucky Derby insight. John Lynch and Shanahan are there for the long term. And unless they completely screw it up, which I don't think they're going to do, they're going to have that team back on top within a couple of years. Probably not next year. Definitely not next year. Probably not even the year after. But in year three, look out. And injury always goes a long way. But they're buying into the philosophy of taking quarterbacks probably each year. It's a low-risk investment when you take these guys in the third and the fourth round. It's not really going to count against your cap. You sign them to the deals. You bring them in. If they look like they got a little something going, you ride with them a little bit and see if it develops. If not, you cut them loose. Because there's plenty of vagabond quarterbacks bouncing around the National Football League. You know, this is what's done now. And should they end up a bottom feeder in the league, which is a distinct possibility, they're going to be better on offense than they are on defense. And the reason why I say that is they have more depth on offense. They don't have a quarterback yet, but they have more depth. And they have Carlos Hyde. And they have a rebuilt offensive line. It's not going to be any big mystery as to what they're going to do there. It's going to be a lot of ground and pound. And they're going to try to score enough points and hope that their defense can get it done. But they don't have depth on defense. They have more talent on defense, but they don't have more depth. Staying healthy is going to be a key, as it is for every team, but particularly on defense, for the San Francisco 49ers. Well, thanks to Robert for getting it done. Hope you enjoyed this edition of The Attack. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.